Here we go. Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MJ.
Yes, we are ready to roll into the weekend, but not before we break down all the sport of the day, MG. Footy is back this weekend. The All-Star Game up in Townsville. Cannot wait.
Yeah, it's going to be an epic affair because the Indigenous team, very, very strong, as was the Maori team until they were decimated by all the Storm players who had to pull out due to the COVID restrictions, but they're still strong. They're still strong. We're going to have Benji Marshall on the show tonight. Can't wait to speak to him.
Benji's going to join us just after 6:30, and he'll join us just after we've given away another spot at our golf day at Liverpool Golf Club, MG.
How good, eh? How many people have hit us up today in the office here? At least six or seven?
Oh, dead set. I had some bloke who I'd never met before, introduced himself to me, said, what are the chances of getting a spot at the golf day? Do you know what I told him? I said, here's MG's mobile number, give him a call.
Oh, that would say, yeah. And we've already got some nice balls made up from Drummond Golf for the occasion. Well, so fantastic. Yeah, I can't wait for
that. That's coming up. Make sure
March 5.
Make sure you're fast on the phone when we tell you to call through. But up next, MG, some loose ends in the rugby league world. A few stories that we need to kind of tie up before everybody gets into their weekend.
There is some, yeah, there's one bloke who still hasn't made up his mind. No. I'd hate to be serving dinner or not. Do you want fish or meat, darling? Cam Smith.
Cameron, would you just make up your mind?
I might have passed it, babe.
James Seguiaro, development on his NRL career, and we are standing by to see whether the Bulldogs will hand down a punishment to Adam Elliott after the love triangle that occurred last weekend. It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. Benji Marshall going to join us from inside the All-Star Maori camp up in Townsville ahead of tomorrow night's All-Star game. Cannot wait. That one we are calling right here on Triple M. You can hear coverage from 8 o'clock. We need to do this.
Trending now.
We're going to play clean-up on some stories, MG.
Oh, you love your games. One thing I've taught you over the 3.5 years together is that games always make people enthralled.
Yeah.
So you make it into a game, people go, oh, I want to play along.
Yeah, well, we're going to clean up some stories for you because there are some stories bubbling along. First up, to clean up this Cam Smith story once and for all. I was at the Fox...
Okay, this is the last time we'll talk about Cam Smith on our show until he signs or doesn't sign somewhere.
Until we hear a definitive statement about his future. Yesterday at the Fox League launch at Bankwest Stadium, Mal Meninga, who's obviously in a position with the Gold Coast Titans, he was probed about Cam Smith's future. Mal straight batted, said, I haven't spoken to him. Justin Holbrook has come out and said, we haven't spoken to him. It appears as though, if we believe Justin and Mal, the Titans is not Cam Smith's future.
Yeah, I don't know about that. until it's done, I wouldn't say no to anything. Look, at the moment, you'd say the Storm, no. You'd probably say the Titans at the moment, no, but who knows. The Broncos are affirming. If he plays anywhere, you'd think that the Broncos, who have just got rid of McCulloch, who's gone to the Dragons, they've only got Jake Turbin there as their dummy half. The boss of the board has said that they'll pick him up in a limousine and bring him up every night from training. So, look, it's getting a little bit out of hand, but when you're talking about the GOAT, and he is the GOAT, I think he's the greatest who's ever played the game in more ways than one, you've got to give him some flexibility, and that's exactly what he's been given. Someone tweeted today from Channel 7 that they were at a luncheon with him. I think Chris Gowrie.
Yes, Chris Gowrie.
And Chris said that, probed on the stage, Cam Smith said that I still haven't made up my mind. So if he hasn't made up his mind now, there's a big chance that he will retire.
Yeah. The other thing, the Melbourne Storm announced today that Dale Finucane and Jesse Bromwich will be their co-captains for this season. So he's not going to be captaining the Melbourne Storm at a very minimum. All right. No. Titans off the table, Storm off the table. If Cam Smith goes around again, we think it'll be at the Broncos. That story cleaned up. Next story, Dragons captaincy. Now, Cam McInnes, heartbreaking injury, ACL, gone for the year. It's been confirmed by the Dragons that Ben Hunt will leave the side on field this year. What are your thoughts on that appointment?
Yeah, I think it's a natural. He's the natural selection. I think now that I thought it was out of maybe three. That I thought maybe they even might have had a bit of like a Penrith a duo do it. Maybe Tarek Sims himself or young Zach Lomax, who's the future of the Dragons if he stays there and they keep urging him on. Ben Hunt, yeah, I think he's the man. He's on the field 80 minutes of the game. And look, I'm starting to work out the rationale of Hook Griffin. I think he's empowering young Hunt, and I think that, I don't know whether Mary did, and I think with empowerment, I think he's going to be a stronger player. I think he needs that type of softly type of coach, and I think Hook's doing that for him. I think Hook did it when he was in the Broncos, and I think that's why he's brought McCulloch. He's got Corey Norman. He's got familiarity around him, Hook. And I think that he's happy with that. And I think the natural selection was Ben Hunt.
Well, the quote from Anthony Griffin today in the release from the Dragons, one of the quotes anyway, is the extra accountability will push him to continue being one of the competition's best halfbacks. So that's
well,
that's
all due respect. In all due respect, he hasn't been one of the competition's best halfbacks for a while, and that's obviously that's with due respect. He hasn't been. His best footy last year was when he played number nine.
Mm-hmm.
But let's look. 2021's another year, so let's just cool the farm. Let's watch how he goes as captain, and let's see what they can do at the Dragons' land, because they've been written off.
Yeah,
not just by me, but by a lot of people. So they've got nothing to lose, in other words.
Next story we have to clean up is that of James Seguiaro. News broke yesterday that Seguiaro, the NRL's anti-doping tribunal, imposed a 20-month suspension on James Seguiaro. This is he tested positive to Legandrol, which is the same performance-enhancing drug that Shayna Jack, the suspended swimmer, tested positive to.
Yeah, that's murky, isn't it?
It is murky, but the anti-doping tribunal has found that, yes, he had it in his system. He had not intentionally taken the substance, which is likely to have, again, I love this defence that's coming out from athletes, the food blender, the blender, the contaminated blender. So he's been given a 20-month suspension, which expires, or given that he was provisionally suspended all the way back in October 2019, he can resume, he can be picked up by an NRL club June 3rd this year.
Well, he did plead his innocence all throughout, and he did say that. And look, I think he'd be a valuable pickup for a club like maybe the Broncos, maybe the Tigers, maybe the Sharks, or maybe the Warriors.
Okay, so your point is that come June 3, you reckon there's at least a club, at least one club that comes knocking for James Seguiaro services?
100%. 100%.
Okay. I like it. All right, well, speaking of one of those clubs you just mentioned, I won't say who, I won't give it away. MG's ladder continues next, 12th.
One of the four. Who is it?
Find out who MG thinks will finish 12th on the ladder next. Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. Benji Marshall, the newest member of the Triple M NRL family and the newest member of the Maori's All-Star side, MG.
What a month. What a month he's had.
What a month he has
what
had.
What a month. Oh, I mean, come on.
He was unemployed a month ago.
He should buy a lottery ticket, honestly.
He's going to join us from inside camp in Townsville ahead of tomorrow night's All-Stars game. In about 15 minutes. But MG, we need to do this.
The ladder.
MG's ladder.
Working down the ladder, we're up to 12th today. The Cowboys to finish 16th, the Dragons 15th, the Broncos 14th, the Sharks 13th. Today we hit 12th. Just quickly on the Sharks.
Yeah.
You've upset friend of the show and Australian thespian Brendan Cowell.
And the Prime Minister wasn't real happy with me.
ScoMo
either.
Not happy as well. In fact, I think Brendan Cowell might be steaming into the studio sometime next week to give you a piece of his mind.
Bring it. That's what I say, bring it. Just because you're on Game of Thrones, bro, that was a movie, mate. Like that's not real, you know? This is real in here. If you want to come in here, come on, it's real in here. Bring your mouth guard.
We're up to 12th, sir.
Yes, and this is the Warriors today, the New Zealand Warriors. Look, last year, 10th. What a gallant 10th that was. They were the story of 2020 by far. They were resilient. They were heroic. They went over and above, away from their home for so long. And the fact that they've got to do it again for 3 months, I don't know if I'd be real keen on that if I was one of the Warriors players. I'd be thinking to myself, here we go again. Everyone gets homesick so much. And I know that the Warriors players more than the most, the Polynesian players are very, very close to their extended family, their family. I'm not saying that we're not either, but that's how they're brought up. And to be away from them for so long, I think it's going to be a little bit harder this time for them, second time around. First time was a bit of a novelty, but now they've got to do it all again. You know, leave their families, leave their kids, leave everyone. Eventually they'll come out, but for the time being, it's going to be hard. But let's put all that aside. Let's look at who they've bought. They've bought very, very well.
Got some nice signings.
on top of that tree, obviously, for mine, is Finua Blake.
Yeah.
He's a fantastic buy for them. Bailey Sirenin just follows him. I think Bailey Sirenin was one of the real standout back rowers last year. And I'm looking at their side, and I'll get to it in a sec, but there's a lot of big boppers, a lot of 115-plus kilogram players in their team. And given the new structure of the competition, big isn't always the best.
Mm.
Nathan Brown's got to look at how he manages such a big team. And when you look at Mamalo and Fusatua, their wingers, they're both 110 kilos. Finua Blake, Murdoch Masila, Kane Evans, Katoa, Tahu Harris, Lisa Narmow. Every one of them blokes I've spoken about then are around the 110, 120 kilogram mark. And in a fast man's game these days, you've got to be wary.
Okay, that's an interesting point. I know you've already talked for a couple of teams the idea of some second rowers playing some front row this year because of the speed of the game. So it'll be interesting to see if the Warriors can adapt to it. You speak of those additions, though, MG. And, I mean, the other one that jumps out of their predicted round one side is Ewan Aitken. You know, a professional, experienced centre. You add that into the mix. And again, I know we don't play this game on paper, but on paper, no, it is an ominous-looking side.
I really love their back line. Roger, Fusatura and Mamalo on the wings with Aiken and Hiku. Hiku was probably one of their better players last season. He was most consistent. Then you got the young, out of the box, is Harris DeVita. He could be anything, this young kid. Chanel Harris DeVita and Nikarima, who come of age last year, I think. I think he led the side around beautifully. My biggest concern is the size of the Warriors.
Yeah.
They're so big. I'm worried about the turning around and all these little non-stops in the game. And I'm just thinking that they've got to look. They're the team, I think, out of most. They've got to watch these new rule changes most.
I mean, the pressure on Nathan Brown is going to be... the pressure on every coach is immense.
Oh, of course it is.
In this game. But Nathan Brown in particular, taking on this side that went through so much last year, is going to have to go through a lot again this year. But the inclusion and the addition of Gus Gould in his role with the club in the off-season.
Massive.
You get the sense that this team is going to be more than together come round one. And if they can come out the blocks and gel in away from home again, MG, they could do something.
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, again, I could be wrong. And with all these selections, it's just my opinion. You know, it's very hard to pick 1 to 16 when a ball hasn't been played or passed.
Yep.
But that's what we get paid for, an opinion, and I'm having mine.
Absolutely. The Warriors to finish 12th, that is MG's prediction. The 11th place team, we will tell you who that is on Monday, but now is the time. If you want to be joining us on the first tee at Liverpool Golf Club, 13353. Not many spots left, MG.
Get in the hole. Get in the hole.
Get on the phone, 13353.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. MG, the weekend is so close. And like no other weekend we've had for some time, there's football on this weekend.
Can you believe it? Yeah, the All-Star game will take place in Townsville tomorrow night. And I tell you what, I'm going to sit right in front of the TV with a couple of cold beers and I cannot wait to watch it.
Saturday night footy. You can hear the call right here on Triple M. We'll be calling it from 8 o'clock. This man, though, will be out in the thick of it with the All-Star Maori side, Benji Marshall. G'day, Benj.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, brother. Well, what a month you've had in your life.
You're telling me.
Explain it. Explain your last month.
Oh, it's just weird, you know. I was obviously the emotion was looking like I was going to retire, and I was actually getting ready for what I was going to be doing after footy. And then just made a phone call to Big Wayne Bennett, and he said, oh, look, I got one more spot on my team. I'll give you a call back in 1 hour and see what I can do. And then he called me back in an hour and said, mate, come to South Sydney. You enjoy your year. Chance of winning the competition. And yeah, there was just too many good things happening there for me to say no. And obviously beggars can't be choosers, but I've actually landed in a really good spot at a really good club, and I'm very excited what this season holds for us.
And when you add to that the fact now that as a result of that South Sydney opportunity, now tomorrow night you'll be running out with the Maori All-Stars. I mean, can you believe you get another opportunity to represent your culture?
Yeah, well, this is actually the first time I've represented the Maori team. I've had a couple of opportunities in the last couple of years, but I've had a few preseason niggly injuries that stopped me from playing. And believe it or not, I've had a really short 2-week preseason myself, and that's the best I've felt for a while. So, yeah, ready to go and playing in a game where, you know, it's not just about the footy. There's a lot of other things going on here in terms of bringing light to especially some of the Indigenous matters around the country, and really enjoying getting to learn about a few of those things here and embrace our cultures.
Jerome Luai has come out in the last couple of days and he really can't believe that he's playing alongside you. He watched your grand final win over the Cowboys from a campfire base somewhere, he said. Who was your Benji Marshall, Deluai, when you were growing up, who was the player that you...
I love Stacey Jones.
Yeah.
He's one of my favourites. But even guys like, you probably know him, MG, but Gene Namu, he's played 5-8 for the Warriors.
Fantastic.
Guys like that. Robbie and Henry Paul. I just love those guys.
Do you know that Henry Paul had a dog called MG?
No.
Yes. He did.
That doesn't sound good, man.
He used to kick it when he got annoyed.
Your roommate's Jerome Luai. What's he like? He's a great kid, isn't he?
Well, he told me the story about the first ever game of rugby league that he watched, and it was the 2005 grand final. And I was just like listening to this kid who's at the top of the game at the moment, you know, at Penrith, and he's telling me that his first ever game was watching me play footy and inspired him to play. So it's pretty crazy. Mate, I can see why he's so good. You know, he's around the camp. He's just such a humble guy, putting in the extra sort of professional things I didn't know that he did around stretching, recovery, and even being a leader around the place has been great.
Corey Thompson made the comment during the week that for him getting to represent the Indigenous side, he talked about some of the rep players that he plays with, the State of Origin guys, and how this is more than just representing where you're from, it's representing who you are. Is there that same feeling amongst the Maori side?
Oh, yeah, mate. Look, I can tell you, when you come into camp, you got to learn a new haka, you know, and we've been doing a little bit and embracing our culture, and I tell you what, the boys have been ripping into it, so keep an eye out for the start of the game. I think the haka's going to be fairly intense. We had a practice run today, and it was guns a-blazing, so I'm sure both teams will be ready to do a bit of war this weekend. Been missing the footy, so hopefully we can put on a little bit of a spectacle for the people who've been missing the game, you know.
Can you pull back the curtain just a touch and tell us who will be leading the haka for the Maori boys?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
You are?
Excellent. My goodness. I got goosebumps. Literally got goosebumps when you said that.
Oh, that's what happens when you're the oldest man. That's how I'm wrong. Did the same in the Kiwis and got good hair too, so.
Oh, nice one. Well, Benji Marshall, we cannot wait to see you out there tomorrow night. Triple M audience, Rush Hour family. Coverage on here tomorrow night, Benji Marshall to lead the haka. We cannot wait to see that. Fantastic. The game is going to be an absolute cracker. Benj, enjoy the last 24 hours before kickoff. We can't wait to see you out there.
Cheers, boys. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Go get him, Benj.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan. We have reached the end of what has been a busy little week in our Rush Hour world, MG.
It has, mate. It's been a busy week of sport, and it's always a busy week of sport, no matter where you are.
Absolutely. If you missed out on joining our golf day this week, never fear. We have more spots to give away next week on the show. But Charlie has wandered into the studio.
He's got a trumpet in his hand as well.
Been practicing all week, mate. All week.
It's like a ventriloquist. He can do it whilst he's talking. Blankety Blank's time. Producer Charlie has some sentences based around the sporting world with Blanks and MG that we need to fill it in. Producer Charles, over to you.
Blank will be the player that emerges from the All-Stars game.
Well, it is an all-star game. There's stars everywhere, but yeah. I think the one guy who I'm really looking forward to seeing play, and I think he'll shine in this Indigenous team, is Jamal Fogarty. You should see the guy at the moment. He's built like a brick shithouse, and he's just, you know how fast he is. He scored a couple of runaway tries for the Titans. I reckon he's going to shine tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's the name I had written down as well. I think with everything, all the success he had at the back end of last year with the Titans, and they started to see the partnership he could form with Ash Taylor, I think that confidence, he's built that through the preseason, and with all the big names, the arrivals of Fifita and Tino and all the rest of it, I think he's the bloke who'll shine for the Titans this season. So I think he'll relish tomorrow night's game.
And just quickly for the Maori boys, look for Jordan Rickey, the Brisbane Broncos back row, to have a good game as well, I reckon.
Nice.
The IPL auction happened last night. Glenn Maxwell got a lot of money.
2.5 million.
Yeah, it's big money. Big cabbage. For what, a month? Oh, right.
If there was an NRL auction, the most valuable player would be Blank.
Well, I don't think it's just about the best player, because I think if you're buying them IPL auction style, I think you're wanting a bit of flair, a bit of personality. Case in point, Steve Smith only went for just under 400 grand. Cam Munster.
That's who I wrote. Oh, that's exactly what I wrote.
Closely followed by Kalen Ponga.
Mine was closely followed by Jack Whiten.
Okay.
Fun one to finish, boys. If you could only eat one cuisine for the rest of your life, it would be Blank.
Easy for me. Italiano, man. Italiano. Ciao bella. Di Marco, you want some pasta? So you want some veal?
Talk me through your day then, your Italian day.
Well, I wake up, I have a bowl of spaghetti. I lunch, I have a veal scallopini. For dinner, I have some fettuccine or bruschetta with some penne and then a pizza to run it down.
The size of the house by Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lucky I've got a gym.
A tiramisu for dessert.
Oh, baby, take my money.
I will go, I like Italian. I think it's a strong answer. I will throw French in there.
Ooh. Oh, up.
Let me explain my day.
When have you eaten French?
Let me explain my day. We wake up, we have a little croissant. Ooh. With a nice latte.
You are.
And then the French do great soup.
You're a toff.
They do that, the potatoes, the creamy potatoes. Mm. You've got like the pastries.
Baguettes. You got a good lunch.
Well, essentially, I love nothing more than a ham and cheese toasty. Mm, and that's what a croque monsieur is. It's just a ham and cheese toasty.
Wow. Wow. Our listeners are just turning off at the moment. But you're so relatable.
You just had spaghetti for breakfast.
No, most of our listeners do too. Don't worry. Most of our listeners are going, yep. Yep. Hell pizza. Cold pizza. Charlie, what about you?
Also, I'm drinking a heap of French wine. So there.
Oh, there you go. That's your saving grace. You do get a tick for that. Come on, man.
I'll go Thai. It's a strange one.
Walk me through your day.
Well, I went to Thailand and they give you like fried egg little bread rolls. You get a fried egg sandwich for breakfast.
Okay. Little bow.
And then, lunch, you got a bit of pad thai.
Yeah.
Or,
what do you have for dinner?
Curry, maybe.
Some bao and another some pad thai. Or you could,
pad thai for dessert. And then maybe pad thai for breakfast the following day.
Leftover pad thai. All right, very good. Well, we are all, I don't know about our dietary habits, but it's been another fun week, MJ.
It's been a fantastic week. As always, thank you so much for your ears. Have a safe weekend. He's Charlie. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.